Lord, Father, we say have your way. We say have your way, Father God, in every detail of our lives. Hallelujah. Coming together, just come and soft. Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Over this city,
have your way.
Oh, have your way, Lord.
Have your way
in every area of our lives, God. Have your way.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Oh, we
Thank you, Father. We are saying, have your way in our lives. Lord, you know us. You know the circumstances around us. You are aware of things that are tracking us, things that are trying to infiltrate into our lives, things good, bad, ugly. And Lord, we are so unaware, but you're not. You are our God. We trust you. And we say, have your way in our lives. Let your will be done in our lives. Will your purposes in us and through us. We know that you're not going to force us to do anything. But we also know that when we ask, you will answer and you will grant to us what we ask. And what we are asking, Lord, is have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the earth, in our families, in your church, in us, as it is in heaven. Reign supreme, Father, and fight for us. Establish your little ones and make them great. Plant our feet on solid rock, the solid rock of your word. So, Father, that we are forever stable, unmovable, always abounding in the work of grace, knowing, Father, that which you're doing in us and through us is not in vain. We celebrate, Father, your goodness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your saving grace and your loving kindness towards us. Your obedience to the instruction of the Father, your love for us, made it possible for you to give your life for our salvation. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are unveiling to us the things of this Spirit, the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the things of the Father. And daily we are fully equipped to take on the enemy of our souls and subdue all things to the glory of our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that it is so, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have an excitement in my spirit this evening. Because I do believe that God wants to say something to us. And I want us to go to the Gospel of John, the very first chapter, and explore it together. I like digging for treasure in the Word of God. Because the more you find in the Word of God, the more you know Him, and the more you get to know you and your capabilities in this realm of the Spirit. The Word of God says the people that know their God are the ones that do exploits. Praise God. And it's a true statement. It doesn't just cut one way, actually. It cuts both ways. The people that know their God do exploit. So if you say you're a believer, for example, you say, I know Jesus, Jesus is Lord, and you don't know Him, and a devil worshiper comes, and he knows the devil more than he knows you know God, your goose is cooked. Your goose is cooked. So you got to know God. Amen? Got to know God. And how do we know God? By what He has given to us in His Word. So it is the people that know the Word of God that do exploits. If you are clueless, you got problems. The Bible says, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, ake, in the beginning was the Word. Say, in the beginning was the Word. The word ake means in the commencement, beginning, when things commenced, in the starting, was the Word. Was the Logos. Now, the word Logos, which is the Word, there are different words used for the Word in Scripture. There's the word Logos. There's the word Rhema. There's the word Graphe. But this word Logos here is an accounting word also. It has the roots of accounting. The beginning of the record, the beginning of the accounting of things. The Word. The word. The word, logos. And the word was with God. Oh, but it gets deeper. And the word, which was in the beginning, which was with God, was God. It'll be challenging. In the beginning, the Word with God, the Word, God, the Word was God. What is God? What is God? When we say God, what are we talking about? The Bible tells us that there are gods, but He is the true God. Interesting. This true God, it repeats it again, was in the beginning with God. God was with God. Are we together so far? God, Theos, was with God, the Creator, the Sovereign One, the All-Knowing One, the One who was and is and will forever be, the One who was before the beginning, before there was a beginning, God. But watch this. Before there was space, God. Are you with me so far? God is before space. So when we talk about space, any space, any expanse, God. So God is outside of space. God is outside of time. Are we together? God is outside of distance. Everything that is, it's outside of Him. But this is the amazing thing. Everything that is came out of Him. So time came out of Him. Space came out of Him. Are we together so far? Everything that is came out of Him. So that must mean then that whatever it is I need can come out of God. Hello? It is my natural mind that limits God. But if I will take the limits off of God, then every space that is minute space. Because God can go anywhere He wants to go and occupies every space. So therefore, hear me. If God wants me in Moscow right this very moment, I will be in Moscow. So when God says, I want you to go do this for me, the first question I need to ask is not where am I going to get the ticket from. Oh, Lord God Almighty. I am talking to us this evening about where God is taking us. Because, child of God, we are going to have to move like he says. Because he wants us to be one with him. Praise the Lord. We need to take the limits off of him. I need to take the limits off of him. I am praying today, God help me to take all the limits off so that I can flow with you. Hallelujah. God is more than enough. But he wants to bring me in his family into the fullness of who he is. He says, know ye not that ye are gods? The Bible says that we're created in his image and in his likeness. The fallen nature of Adam brought us into a place where we got limited. But Jesus, our Lord, came to save us from that fallen nature, and he said that he's making us anew. If any man be where? In Christ. That man becomes what? A new creation. Old things are then passed away. Behold, all things become new. Philip is out ministering. And he's preaching and he's preaching and he's preaching and he's preaching, and miracles are happening. Lives have been transformed. And he sends message. He was a deacon. He sends message to Jerusalem and says, guys, something is happening over here. You guys need to come here. Come see what is going on here. I don't know what to do with this. You come. And so Peter and the rest of them came. They got there. They continued with the revival. And God speaks to Philip and says, out of here. Leave. Where are we going? Don't worry about it. Come. And takes him into a desert. And in the desert, he sees a guy coming with a chariot. And he says, go talk to that guy. He goes and says to the guy, do you know what you're reading? The guy says, how could I know what I'm reading if somebody doesn't teach me? He says, okay, let me see what you're reading. And he explains the gospel to him. And the man says, is there any reason why I shouldn't be baptized right now? Philip says, no. He says, look at that. There's a stream right here in the desert. Where did that stream come from? The same God who creates. Whoop, stream. It was there. The guy gets baptized. As soon as he gets baptized, Philip takes one step and he's gone. He's miles away by a city called Azotus. What happened? God, who's not limited by matter, limited by time, limited by space, limited by devils, limited by nobody. What God wants to do, he will do in your life and in my life. He is God and not a man that will lie. Hallelujah. In the beginning, that's how we're going to start your life. We're going to start it with the word. Oh, child of God, when you start your day, you start it with a word from God. One word from God, changing my life, changing the trajectory of my life. One word, one word. Why? Because that one word is God Himself. Hallelujah. 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 I am getting excited here about what God is going to do. It says, all things were made by Him. All things. All things were made by Him. As I said earlier, time was made by Him. Space was made by Him. Matter was made by Him. Material things and immaterial things. Anything that has a name was made by Him. Hallelujah. And without Him, the Word was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made without Him. Glory be to God. Now, what does that mean to me? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, which means God was outside heaven. God has always been outside heaven. In fact, the Bible says God has to humble Himself to see what is happening in heaven. God created the heaven and the earth. But listen to this. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. That is not the character of God. Creating formless things, void things. So in essence, between Genesis 1 and Genesis 1:2, there is a time period. We do not know how long that time period is, but there is a time period where everything collapsed, where things fell apart. What could have happened? You see, that time space between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, is a time period that I believe we had all of the strange animals, the dinosaurs and all of that. They were in that time period. They existed in this time period. And in this particular time period, there were all kinds of creatures. And some of those creatures that lived in this particular time period, we are seeing their bones and whatever else. Because the flood of Noah did not destroy everything. But the Bible talks about a flood that destroyed everything. Not one thing was left living. That must have been the time the devil was thrown down. And now God comes. The Bible says the earth was without form because something happened to the world. It was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. On the face of the deep, there was darkness. But God, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God. What does the Word of God say? It says, the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. So he is brooding upon the waters. Brooding upon the waters. Brooding upon the waters. Brooding upon the waters. And then God said, pow! Verse 3. And God what? Said, let there be light. There was darkness in the depths of the sea, and God said, light be. So he said, light be. And there was light. The Bible says, it says, God commanded darkness, or rather, commanded light to come out of darkness. In essence, the light had been captured, which is strange. That should not happen. In essence, there is a black hole that sucks everything in. Everything that comes near it, it sucks it in and doesn't let it out. And God commanded, come out, light. Come out. And light came out. That particular day, it was not just only that God was causing light to come out. That was the day, even though on the sixth day, he's going to create a man. That was the day that the true history of man started. Because he's going to tell us later, you are the light of the world. You're the light. So be light. Shine. Darkness cannot comprehend you. Darkness cannot stop you. Have a different mindset. Don't think this problem that you're facing is going to overwhelm you and it's going to overtake you. Understand that the capacity of God is inside of you and that you are going to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. My thinking's got to change. That problem is not going to take me down. I'm going to take it down. Hallelujah. Now he's going to, let me skip a little bit here and go to Psalm 33 and verse 6. Remember, he said, light be. He spoke the word, and everything happened. Now, in Psalm 33 and verse 6, it says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. That's what we read in Genesis 1, right? But watch this. And all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. By the breath of his mouth. By the breath of his mouth. Well, that's interesting. Is it by the word or by the breath? He said it's by the breath. But he also says it's by the word. So the word and the breath might be the same thing. And hallelujah. Oh, words, breath. I felt the breath heat in my hand. Oh, but it was words that I was speaking. But at the same time, I'm feeling breath. Glory be to God. Are we together so far? Oh, but then it says that he created man and he breathed into the man. And the man became a living soul. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So when God created you and created me, when he breathed into us,
He breathed the same word. He breathed the same word that he used to create the universe. He breathed the same word inside you and inside me. So here, the word that created all things lives inside of me. Oh, my Lord. This is serious. Oh, but that word that was breathed out, the Bible says is the word of God, and that word was God. So when God breathed into me, he breathed God inside of me. Oh, Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy. He breathed God inside. Oh, wait a minute. He said he's going to create us in his image and likeness. Ah, okay, that makes sense. Because when he, inside of me, he created inside of me, him. I've got him in me. In him we live and move and have our what? Our being. I'm a God person. Devil, take that. I need to understand who I am and understand that I am not subject to things, because the God who created me by his word was not subject to things. He commanded things to become. That's amazing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing was made outside of that Word. So, the question I need to ask me, the question that you need to ask you is this question. The Word that he has put inside of you, what is it creating? Is that word creating fear? Is it creating jealousy? Is it creating poverty? Is it creating shame? Is it creating depression? Oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, you just created it. I'm so broke. Oh, well, you just created it. What you don't want, don't say. Because that which you are saying is going to be God against you. Oh, I don't know if you heard what I just said. If you say it, because that word is God, yeah? You say it, you are creating something that's going to fight you. You're creating something that's going to fight you. So many of us are fighting ourselves because of what we say out of our mouths. I don't know if I'm going to have a good day today. You just said it. But what does the Word of God say? This is the day the Lord God Almighty has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I beseech you now, send now prosperity. That's what it says. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. I come by the authority of the word of God. God who created me, who established his word inside of me, is saying to me, go enjoy your life today. So I have life, and I have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. What are we doing? Remember the word of God. He says you're going to give an account for every idle word. Yeah? For every idle word. Now, when you think about that word, idle word, think about it in these two ways. If I have a car out there right now, and the engine is running, but the gears are not engaged. I've not engaged the transmission. What will the car be doing? It will be idling. Yes? While it is idling and not going anywhere, is it burning gas? So I can actually run all of my gas out while I'm idling. The gas that should have taken me from here to there, burnt out. And when in my foolishness I decide later when the gas tank is empty, I'm going to go somewhere. The car says, we're not going nowhere. Why aren't you moving, car? We don't have gas. But I had a full tank when I started this car. Yes, but you were idling. But that same word is a word for being unemployed. So the Lord says, every unemployed word, every word that you have not given an assignment to. Remember what we learned. Everyone who asks receives. But those that say have. Yes? And I taught us that when we have it, we've got to command the word. Actually, Psalm 33 and verse 9. For he spake, and it was what? Done. He commanded, and it stood fast. So if you don't command that which has been done, it doesn't stay. It has no reason to stay. How do you command it? By giving it an assignment. I command you, go do this. Hallelujah. I command you, September, release all of the blessings that my Father has for me into my life. Hallelujah. In September, I will be fruitful. On this ninth month, I will grow, I will expand. So September, do your thing. Go, go, do it. Hallelujah. You give your day an assignment. This is what is going to happen today. Somebody is challenging what I just said. I said, you give your day an assignment. You tell it what it's going to do for you. Today, I will flourish. Today, I'm going to experience favor. Hallelujah. Why? The word of God already tells you. I believe it's in Psalm 19. It says, watch this. It says, in this particular psalm, it says, the heavens declare, proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. What he, the glorious God, has done. And watch this, verse 2. This is remarkable. It says, day unto day does what? So the day speaks. What is it speaking? It is speaking about the glory of God. And night unto night showeth knowledge. It shows knowledge. Verse 3 says, watch this, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The voice of the day and the voice of the night. What they are uttering. There's no speech, there's no language where their voice is not heard. In essence, in every realm, in Russia, in Poland, in the Ukraine, in France, in Europe, in Africa, in Hawaii, wherever there is the day. If there's a day, day is speaking. And it doesn't matter whether you hide yourself somewhere, the day is speaking the blessing of the Lord. It's speaking the glory of God. For God loads every day with benefits. I'm daily loaded with benefits. Amen? So, am I engaging those benefits? Or are they left idle? Is it left idling? Or am I engaging it? Because the Word of God says, in the night, knowledge is received. So therefore, in the night, God is speaking. Through the day, through the night, He's giving me words, thoughts. What to do, when to do it. Let me use a quick example here. When the Lord said to us, I was sitting down there, I didn't know what was implying on it. I was sitting down there, just about to get up, to come to the podium. He says, it's time for the LED screen. I said, LED screen. LED screen. Where? That's going to fill all of that place, I'm saying. Huh? Okay. Okay. And I came and I said it. I said, we're going to get an LED screen. Without a dime. I mean, like, minus, 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 minus. No money. But you're going to get an LED screen. I'm looking at the congregation. Who here is going to provide money for the LED screen? How are we going to get an LED screen? Well, I remember, he is speaking. We started out. I checked. To get the LED screen would be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like close to 700,000. We're going to raise funds to put 700,000 over there. Oh, from whence we started, oh Lord God Almighty. One of these days, I will show you how we used to do it. We had this projectors. And we will write on the projector and we'll put it on the screen and project it. And we'll because it was not set up properly, we'll, you know, tilt it. The words are going all kinds of crazy ways. We did all kinds of crazy stuff. And we're talking about, right. Yeah, with that mega. The screen that my spiritual father had is like half, maybe less than half of that size. That's my spiritual father. And he has money. Lord, how am I going to do this? And at about 3 a.m., wake up. Yeah, I'm up. Why am I up? Go to this website. So I go to the website. Type LED screens. So I type LED screens. Scroll, 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 scroll. Stop. I stop. It says call this one. Now, the one I'm calling, I've seen prices that were less, prices that were more, but it says, call this one. So I obeyed. I called that one. And the person that answered me spoke good English. It was not being transliterated. The guy can actually speak the language. Now, I've dealt with companies and different ones in the same country, and they can't speak a lick of English. Can't speak it. You have to type it and then your computer translates it to them, then they type from their side, and the computer translates it to you, and the language is all messed up. But the one that God asked me to deal with spoke the language perfectly. We became friends. We've never met, but we talk all the time. God was leading. But I did not know that God had other things in mind that he was going to do through my union and connection with this person. God knows every detail of your life. Amen? He gave direction. When you don't know what to do, there is a God who knows exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and will never let you be ashamed. Amen? Man can stay in the way and think they're going to block you and stop you from doing things, but God, when you know that he's your God, you can trust him. Hallelujah. Because people will leave you when you need them the most, expecting that you will fail and they can laugh. But when you know God and you know that his word is inside of you, then you know that the power is not in them. The power is in you. Amen. You got the word. You got the word. Go wherever you want to go. I'm going to speak the word, and God is going to manifest the manifestation of that which I am declaring by the word of faith in your face. I'm not going to betray myself and compromise myself because of you, because you think you've got some coin. If God can make a Balaam's ass to speak. You see, if you tell them to shut up, even these rocks are going to cry out. That's the God we serve. He will bring an unbeliever from Saudi Arabia. The person will fly with their own private jet, land, and say, I'm looking for Bishop Mike Zeno. Where is he? They say, well, I think he's over there. Okay, I'm going to go there. And the person will locate me and dump all kinds of dough on me. Hallelujah. Say, I don't know. You got to take this because I cannot keep it. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't let anybody shaft you and make you think that you cannot be what God says you are. Jesus, our Lord, had many disciples with him, hundreds of them, and he preached one message, and they all quit on him. They all quit on him. They left, and there's 12 of them left. And he says to them, what are you guys still doing here? what are you doing here? And they said, where are we going to go? You're the one who has the what? The words of life. You got it. So where are we going? If we go somewhere else, what are we going to do? We fished all night and we caught nothing. Jesus says, cast your net. But what is going to happen? Okay, at thy word, we're going to do it. And he turned the water molecules. I used to think all kinds of fish just started coming. No, as the net hit the water, the water molecules, just like God created it, just like he created it in his time before he came to the world,
water became fish. Just like water became wine, water became fish. God will take your ordinary and bring about extraordinary things because He's God. Hallelujah. The word created everything, put everything in place. And the word of God is going to put everything in place in your life, in my life, in this His church. He will build His church, and the gates, the government of hell, shall not prevail over His church. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, oh, this pastor is talking crazy. Well, we'll say, okay. They said David was dancing crazy too. Amen. We receive the word of God and we're transformed by that word. It says their line, the line of the word of God, has gone through all the earth in Psalm 19:4. It's gone throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. The word of God, the lines are moving. The lines are moving. The lines, it's expanding. It's expanding. It's expanding. God is expanding. My scope of understanding is expanding. My capacity to receive is expanding in every area. Because He's still God. Hallelujah. Let's look at John 1 again. Verse 4. In Him, that's the Word. In Him, that's Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. In Him was what? Life. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit. And they are what? Life. And the life, the word of God is the light of God. Yeah? Thy word, O God, is a lamp. Thy word, O God, is a light. So the word of God gives me and gives you revelation. Hallelujah. Everything that you and I need, bar none, is found in the word of God. Every challenge that you and I face is a challenge founded on this very simple fact. Ignorance. If you are ignorant about how money works, you'll be broke. If you are ignorant about how you can live a life of victory, you'll live a defeated life. But as soon as you have revelation by the word of God, and that revelation, believe me when I say, by the word of God, not with your natural understanding. Because with your natural understanding, you will not understand the word of God. The words of God, they are spiritually discerned. You have to have spiritual discernment. You give a guy with 20 doctorate degrees, the Bible, and say, read this. Tell me what he will know nothing. 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 You run all around him with his doctorate degree. Because he knows nothing. He just saw words. Oh, but the words of God have light in it. When you eat that word,
it begins to explode inside of you and reveal things to you. It takes the entrance of his word brings enlightenment. You get enlightened. Glory be to God. You have to have a connection with the word. Period. You take a hold of that word and say, word, this is what is going to happen. You see, if you are not declaring the word of God according to the word of God, which is the will of God, you get nothing. But as soon as you speak the word of God and come into agreement with the word of God, things begin to fall in place, line up. It's like you're trying to climb up to go to the 20th story of this building, and you want to go up through these stairs, but there are no stairs. But with the word of God, as you move, the stairs show up. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It shows up for you. And you're going higher and higher because you are moving in the pathway of that word. And that word will not lead you to sin. It says, the word, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Amen? I'm going to wrap up in a moment. I'm not even close. I could keep you here for another 20 hours and not shut up. Hallelujah. And we'll not finish John 1. John 1 is just, oh, glory to God. You need to chew on some of this tonight. Hallelujah. You need to go home and just sit down there and just pig out on the word of God. Because the more you see what the word of God says, the more you find out who you are. And it will bring you to that place where he says, because he has delighted in my word, because he has loved my name, I'm going to do this for him. I am going to enable him to trample down on the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under your feet. The light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You are unstoppable. Hallelujah. Said, I am unstoppable. I am light. I came out of light, and I am light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did I tell you that when God was creating everything, he started speaking to the place where it said, and the deep was dark. He says, land, come out. And land came out. of the water. He looks at the water and says, there's still some stuff in there. Birds, come out of the water. And birds, start flying. Ah, everything that was hidden in darkness, he brought to light. So in the name of Jesus, everything that God has for you must come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You shall not be comprehended by anything that has to do with darkness. You and I are not afraid of devils, of demons, or whatever cohorts they have. We're not afraid of witches and wizards and their covens and their whatever else. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are the ones that terrorize the forces of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the light of God's glory is blasting out, just like a nuclear bomb throws out. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So in you are going somewhere to explode to the glory of God. You explode and come together. Because God is not scattered. Amen. Praise the Lord. The day will fight for you. The night will fight for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of God will go forth and fight for you. Out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, yeah, they might think that you're crazy, but you are going to be the sane one in the room. Hallelujah. Because after they called you crazy and they see all the goodness of God that is happening around you, they say, I want to be crazy too. Oh, glory to God. This guy is drunk. Yes, I'm drunk in the Spirit of God. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Well, let me not keep you all night. I thank you. Yes, so I'm glad that you're having fun. Me too. Praise God. Amen. That's the advantage of coming to the evening service. Amen. You get extra. Extra, 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 extra. Hallelujah. Rise with me. As you rise, may you rise above everything that stands in the way, mounted on wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. For you have the mind of Christ. The word of God is in you. The word of God went forth and prospered. Oh, so let the word of God in you prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say with me, I am prosperous. I am successful. I am blessed beyond measure. For the word of God has gone ahead of me and is dismantling every activity of darkness. The word of God is with me and it's creating new things. The word of God is behind me, pushing me forward and eradicating every limitation in my past that will want to challenge my present and my future. I bring to naught every evil word that's come out of my mouth. I call them canceled, eradicated in the mighty name of Jesus. You are annulled right now. Every weed Oh, the word of God kills you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing shall compete with the word of God that God has spoken into my destiny. I will fulfill God's divine purpose and destiny for my life. I will be a surprise to my generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 I am who I am by His grace. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah to the living God. Amen. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. As you honor God with your giving, may God speak His word over your giving. And cause you to prosper. Hallelujah. God gives us the capacity to obey His word. And it is true, He's God, and it cannot lie. One of these days, I'm going to spend time teaching on the power of giving and receiving. My prayer is that every one of us learn that powerful truth that you cannot outgive God. You hear what I said? You cannot outgive God. I am living proof of that. I thank God that I get a wage from this church, but I don't depend on what I get. I give, and I give for somebody else, it might be nothing, but for me, it is a lot. I don't think I will be wrong to say that I'd give every single one in this house. And as I do so, I just do this. Trust. And you know what God does? He solves problems for me. Things fall in place. If I have a problem that needs to be solved, God finds a way to make it happen for me. He can find all kinds of ways. Just trust Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Just trust Him. He'll provide for you. Trust Him when it comes to your finances. Trust Him. Just trust Him. I should tithe, but I don't live by tithing. Because when you live your life based on tithing, you are not a giver. You're giving back to God what He says belongs to Him. What you get for tithing is that God cannot say you're a thief. God cannot say, this person is a robber. Hallelujah. You got to go beyond that. I tell you a secret. Learn how to hear God. It's Did God speak to you? Say, this is what I want from you. Yeah. And when you hear God and you just obey him, listen, he's not taking anything from you. I don't know why I'm doing this right now. He's not taking anything from you. He's setting you up for a blessing. Amen? I want you to give that to this person. Just do it. It's a setup. It's not just giving here in the house of God. Live a life of giving. And you will see God. Because just as much as you're trying to give, he's going to cause men to give to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men bring into your bosom. It's a spiritual law. Even though that message, that word, is about forgiveness, it's a law that works in every area of life. So practice it. The one place God says you should test him out, he says, check me out on this and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Amen? So just do it. Hallelujah. When many years ago God said to me, he says, this is the minimum I want for you, for every service. For every service, that's the minimum amount. I cannot give less than that. It doesn't matter where I am, give that amount. So, for example, if we had a service here 7 days straight, I have to give that same amount. So just imagine that God said to you, I want you to give me $1,000 for every service. So you have 7 services. You have to give what? $7,000. Huh? No. No, you're not serious. He's serious. But guess what? He is responsible to get that to you. One way or the other, it's coming. So my minimum, it's not $1,000. Don't go home and say, Pastor says he gives $1,000 in every service. Oh, God. No, I didn't say that. I said, just imagine. But that should be no problem. Amen? That should be no problem. You know, the day that God says, every service you are in, I want you to give me $10,000. Huh? That's when you quit going to the services. Hallelujah. Well, bless you. I love you guys. Enjoy the goodness of God. See you on Wednesday for a Bible study. And then Friday is prayer meeting. And let us all grow together. Amen? So I look forward to seeing you then. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord and enjoy the goodness of God all of your days. Amen.